Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Cass.
I'm Adam. And today's topic is movies I haven't seen. Let's name them, shall we?
Okay, let's guess a movie you've not seen.
Go for it.
Jaws 2.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I figured.
Okay. Saved.
Yeah, definitely.
The Dud. Darjeeling Express?
No, I've seen that one.
Oh, damn it.
I like that one. I saw it on the plane.
It's all right, yeah.
Well, would we count? Well, I guess we're counting plane movies.
I suppose.
Yeah. But I'm a cheerleader.
No.
I think
Cass is going to win.
This is a freebie because we've done an episode on it. Dude, Where's My Car?
I haven't seen that. Imagine if I was like, no, I educated myself since we watched.
After the episode,
how would I even find a copy of Dude, Where's My Car to watch?
You have several?
1 year for Christmas, my friends and I do a big Kris Kringle and...
We did a Dude's Where My Car here.
Well, you get to put in, we use like a website to like do the Kris Kringle and you can put in hints if you would like and like they're visible to the person who picked you.
Mm.
And 1 year, someone asked for a copy of Dude, Where's My Car for All? And the person delivered. So everyone at this party got a copy of Dude, Where's My Car? And
wow.
I think I was left.
So good.
I don't know if I have two copies at my house or one.
Wow. Wow. We should probably have a viewing party, frankly.
Yeah.
Sure.
I've never seen it.
Only seen it once. I keep thinking about adding S's to the end of every word in the title of Dude, Where's My Car?
Dudes, where's the Smizer's Car?
No.
That ends with like aliens, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, I mean like dudes.
Spoilers!
I'm so sorry.
Dudes, Where My Car? Dude, Where's My Car? Oh, wait. Dude, Where My's Car? Okay, it falls apart after the second one.
You just like, Dudes, Where My Car?
Yeah, Dudes, Where My Car?
Dude, where's Ashton Kutcher's car?
The unofficial sequel. Ashton Kutcher's playing himself, I guess, this time around. Anyway, more films you haven't seen.
Planet Terror?
No, I've seen it. You watched it with me.
Did I?
Yeah. You really loved the movie. You wanted to show it to me.
Oh, that sounds familiar now.
You showed it to me.
Yeah, it's my favorite movie. I asked you now because if you had said no, I would have said, can we watch it?
Witch with two V's.
No, I have not seen it.
Okay. What were you going to say?
Cats.
Cats.
You can't pick movies that aren't out.
Is that not out?
Maybe it is.
It's not as of recording.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. What if it's good? Hey, how shocked will everyone be?
So happy.
What if you go into it and you're like, man, we made fun of it, but fuck, actually, I love it.
If we're watching Cats in the cinema, Gold Class, as we will.
Yes.
And you both... turn around to me because we're all in the same beanbag.
You're crying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If I cry at Cats, done. I'm done. That's it.
But yeah, if we cry at Cats, what we're going to do is we're going to go out to the desert, dig our own graves, bury ourselves. There's be nothing
how
left to
we
do.
Bury ourselves?
The magic of Cats will show us the way.
Burying yourself is easy.
How?
Well, how deep do you think the grave is? Here's the phrase.
All right.
These are shallow ass graves, baby.
Here it is.
Hang on, I think what you'd have to do...
You're not burying yourself, you're covering yourself with sand. There's a difference.
Yeah, that's what spiders do sometimes. When it's a bit warm or they want to hide.
How would you bury yourself then?
I couldn't.
I think...
No, I reckon... Okay.
You can devise a way.
You dig a grave.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, you couldn't.
No, you could.
Let's not say step one is to dig a grave, because let's assume we did that.
See, my theory is you get sort of like a parachute with like smaller handles.
Yeah. Okay.
And you... put the parachute around all the dirt that you've thing, oh. and then you push off the edge and pull it on top of
That's
you.
That's clever.
Sorry, go on.
I think there'll be too much dirt. I think it'll be too
You won't
heavy.
Be able to pull it, yeah.
I think your parachute plan might not work, but your parachute plan gave me a good idea.
Yeah.
Go skydiving, don't pull your chute. That's how I bury myself.
Find some soft sand.
Go skydiving with a shovel. Then as I'm falling, right before I hit the ground, I throw the shovel to break the dirt to give me extra leverage.
That's so much better.
Oh, God.
I was like, you just start digging while you're in the air. Then when you hit the ground, you'll dig down. What I was thinking, so you start with the hole, right?
Yeah.
You dig the hole. Doesn't matter about the dirt that you took out of the hole. You can throw that away. You can give that to charity. It's not important. Uh-huh. Then when you're lying in the grave, you got to have a little shovel with you. You start digging into the inside walls of the grave until you destroy the structural integrity and they collapse in on top of you.
Jackson,
you'll make a depression in the earth, but you will be buried.
That's clever.
Yeah, I think I figured
Jackson
it out.
Jackson did it.
I told you we could bury ourselves. And then tombstone will say, here lies Jackson, cried at cats.
You sure actually you'll be able to do that? Actually, wouldn't, as you're trying to dig sideways, wouldn't dirt start just slowly coming in?
Well, that's not a problem, is it?
It might be a problem if it prevents it. If it goes like high enough. So let me cast, provide you this scenario.
No, me cast.
It starts tumbling in.
Yep.
And he starts getting buried a little bit. Jackson's like, this is exactly what I want. I'm just going to keep going.
I'm yelling that because I assume you guys are still there in your car.
I'm way off.
Jackson, this was a bit.
I told you guys. It's working.
Tell Adam when he hits the ground. You get buried up to your ankles, your knees, your waist, your shoulders. Yeah. You realize you can't keep digging. You're buried up to only your shoulders.
No, I'm lying down.
Why is he standing up?
Yeah. Well, he's standing up because he's still digging.
No, he's lying down.
He's not.
He's lying down and picking at the side.
Eventually, he'll get to the point where he's only a little bit covered, but he can't keep digging.
No,
because he's a bit covered everywhere.
I just got to cave myself in.
Yeah, he's just got to cave himself
in. That's maybe not going to be as easy as what you're thinking.
What about, okay, got my grave, okay?
Yeah.
Roll on my side, dig a little tunnel, okay? And then shimmy backwards into the tunnel.
I don't know what you're describing.
Okay. So he gets a grave.
Yeah.
So he's lying on his back, right?
All
right. And the grave is like the size of, it's a rectangle. It's mm-hmm. for a human body. He turns to the side, so he's facing a wall.
Yeah.
He starts hollowing out the wall until he's got a little
with
mini
just his
cave.
Hands. Good luck.
I brought a little shovel.
He's a little shovel.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's got a little mini cave for him to
Where's the
roll
dirt
into.
Going that you dig out?
Into the main grave.
Behind you.
Okay.
In the main grave.
So, like, this is the situation. Okay, I've done a little illustration for Adam.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So this is my grave. 6 feet down, 6 feet under, baby. Ba-boom. Okay. Then I dig a little, just me-sized hole.
I think you're going to have trouble again. I think that dirt is going to make it hard to keep digging.
Well,
that dirt that you're shifting has to go where you were, but you won't be able to do that properly.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll start, like, losing access to the little thing you've done.
Okay, yeah. New idea.
I'm listening.
So... It's you make a king size grave.
Right, okay.
And you move the dirt to not your side.
Jackson just drew a bigger hole.
Yeah,
but the same diagram as his last one. Sorry, go on, Gav.
We don't even need diagrams. These are such easy concepts. I'm sorry, listeners. So king size grave.
Yes.
You go to Jackson starts digging a little cave in the wall of the grave.
Yes. Uh-huh.
A cave grave.
Is he lying down again?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know why that's really relevant.
It's
but
not.
Okay.
So he digs out a little cave.
Yeah.
The size of Jackson, but because the grave he's in is king size, he puts all the dirt on the side he's not using.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and it's then, like in a king size bed and you shove all the blankets to one size because it's
absolutely.
Hot.
And I do it in installments.
My question again, though, as you start digging, will not earth you're, no, behind but, that dirt.
But you're start assuming that I'm going all the way in one go. Dig a little hole, take that dirt, put it behind me.
All right.
Oh.
You take one shovel of dirt.
Great.
Out. Dirt comes in to replace that.
No,
why?
No, it's
because
too deep.
Because there's dirt behind.
No, it's too deep. Deep.
It's too deep.
It's too tightly packed and it's moist.
Yeah, it's moist. It's
not like
do
you're
you know that's how dirt works?
Yes. It's not like you're doing sand. Like when you cut out a grave, it stays as a rectangle. It doesn't lose
do
shape.
You know that's how it works?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck you two. You don't.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Have you ever dug a hole before?
Yeah, that's what like up the bottom
I've
of a hole is like.
I've never dug it. I've I'm so sorry, Cass, but I have, and I know you haven't, ever dug a king-sized grave before. Cass is looking off into the distance as if she's trying to remember the time she did.
I tried, and yeah, I came up with zero, but I know that's how dirt works.
Yeah, I've moved enough dirt in my life to know that I could bury myself.
You've not moved dirt in your... Put your hands on the table and show me the calluses from a man who has ever done a hard day's work.
I never said I've done a hard day's work. I've just gotten dirty. Different situation.
We've all been children.
I feel like we've been put on so much scrutiny when your plan is dig from on high.
Oh, I'm happy to understand that that will not work. I know my plan is doomed, but I'll be dead at the end of it, so you won't be able to tell me off.
I reckon you can bury yourself. I reckon it's doable.
Best way to bury yourself is to just do what I do with a note saying, please bury me.
Do what you do?
Yeah, out of the plane.
Yeah, when he falls out of the plane. You could also do a thing if you wanted to be elaborate with it, where you have like a dump truck full of dirt and a rope attached to the lever that tips the dump truck up. You lie down, pull the lever, the dump truck just buries you. I mean, like, you got options here.
Yeah, you got options.
Look, hey, I guess that works, yeah.
If you're so inclined. I reckon, I've always had this thought, you know, like the classic situation, they're like, we're going to go out in the desert, you're going to dig your own grave. I don't know if I could.
It's a lot of digging.
Yeah, like, what? Why not just not and just get shot? What's the impetus for me to dig my own grave?
There's a scene in The Irishman.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name.
Danny
Trejo. Robert De Niro's character, I don't remember his name, says, it's so weird that people do dig their own graves. Like, they're imagining if they do a good enough job, you won't kill them.
Yeah, that's what it always seems like. Yeah. If they were like, dig your own grave, I'd be like, I'm good. Just put a bullet in my head or whatever.
Yeah.
Can I go back in the trunk?
It is funny to imagine someone, maybe the entire time you're just hoping it's not your own grave.
Well, yeah. But like, it's a trick. Like, you're
Well, yeah. Oh, it's an intimidation tactic.
Yeah. You dig your own grave and they're like, by God, he did it.
Actually, I think that
fella.
I think that is actually an actual tactic that people use.
To intimidate people?
Yeah, but like, as part of an interrogation thing, to scare someone into talking.
I'd be so much more scared by concrete shoes. That's such a scary mafia way to go.
Horrific.
That's bad. I don't want that. Look, no, I'll leave a cool skeleton, so that's all right. But otherwise, no thank you.
You know what scares me? Being put in the foundation of a building and concrete poured on me.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's scary.
But quick. And plus, you're giving is back.
It... How is it quick?
I feel like that doesn't seem
actually
quick.
Wait, is that really a method of execution? Because surely this concrete doesn't set straight away.
You could just get up. Hey, don't do
I thought
that.
That's where they disposed of bodies.
Yeah, I think that might be that.
That's probably accurate, actually.
Getting fed to pigs, that's pretty rough. It's pretty rough to get fed to prey.
Yeah, you know? It's no good.
It's no good. Yeah. It's a lot of good ways the mafia have got of ending your life. So,
I want to do none of them.
Yeah, that's fair.
If I had to pick, I'd pick none.
I wish this episode
and live instead.
I wish this episode was long enough to have ended it.
Look, that's the dream. What about how would you dispose of a body?
How would I dispose of a body?
Yeah. How would I dispose? Wow. Okay. Wow, that's a newie.
How would you get rid of it, Cass? You go first because I'm still thinking.
Hand myself in. Then someone else has to deal with it.
That's true. That's clever.
That works.
I think I would throw mine out to sea from a pier. Just like an idea of walking down the pier, body over my shoulder, busy day, yeet it in, done deal. Yeah.
Your one isn't going to... Yeah, you need something to tie them down, otherwise that body's going to float to shore.
Oh, yeah, it's not a clever idea.
I reckon... If I'm genuinely, if we're not making jokes here,
yeah.
If I'm genuinely trying to drop,
please.
Get rid of a body,
yeah.
I don't take the body with me. I drive out somewhere far out of town, dig a grave,
yeah.
Somewhere off the road, maybe along the Great Ocean Trail. There's like so
That's
many
clever.
Places there where you can stop off.
Huh, yeah. Okay.
And then once I've dug the grave, then I come back with the body because I don't want anyone seeing me dig a grave with a body. In
That's
the
clever.
Boot.
What about this? Go out into the woods, wherever.
Yeah.
Dig a grave, bury him, put up a tombstone.
Oh.
Or a cross, leave. No one's going to think that's fresh.
They won't be in a coffin. That might be suspicious.
Yeah, but that's if they dig him up.
True.
Alternative, go to a theme park. Put the body on the Ferris wheel. Put a little note saying, went too fast, died. You're good.
Let me revisit the tombstone one. It's I like the initiative, but what are you writing on the tombstone?
I was thinking, tombstone's stupid, I should just do a wooden cross.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was about to say, if you put like a name and date of death, then that's... Even if you lie or whatever...
Tombstone,
just...
name, date of death, the epitaph, Jackson killed me.
No, go put, steal a tombstone.
Yeah.
So it looks old.
Oh my God. Holy shit. What if... I go to a fucking where do they put graves? A graveyard. I find an open grave.
Yeah.
The night before they bury, because they pre-dig the grave so that it's ready when you come with the coffin.
Oh, that's where I got the idea from.
Yeah.
I jump in, dig a little bit more, put the body in, put a little dirt in.
Not the
then
worst.
Let someone else put a coffin on top, dirt on top of
that. Yeah,
that's
clever.
That's good. No,
that's wise. Sneak into the retirement home. No. What's the one after that?
Retirement home. What
the morgue? The morgue. Sneak into the morgue, find a coffin that's not going to have an open ceremony when the body's ready to go in the grave. Slide my body into the coffin as well.
What about together? I'm heading to the crematorium.
Sure.
Mm.
I'm very qualified in this point.
Yeah.
I find someone in this situation. It has to be someone who isn't massively large that I have need to get rid of. I find someone who is a bit larger, lipo them.
Slide your body into their body.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Nobody's any the wiser.
And then you don't have any leave-behinds to get rid of.
No, I don't.
No, she's cremating them both.
They're both getting cremated. It's a crematorium.
Did you... Wait, how are you fitting them in together?
He's just sliding him into the body of the first one.
Sliding into?
Yeah.
How?
So you cut a little slit in the back.
Yeah, I take out the organs and the...
Yeah, and then what do you do with the organs?
They're burning up too.
I put them in the mouths of other people. Because they're getting burned anyway.
Cass apparently has 6 uninterrupted hours with the corpses.
That's why she's
professional. Yeah, they hired me.
These are all great ideas. What about, get the bones of the deceased. Get a shady doctor to attach them to my bones. The same thing with the deceased's organ, face, and skin. I'm huge now, but no one can trace the murder back to me. I've become a monster of science, but an innocent one.
You are guilty. You are guilty even if you can't be proven.
They cannot take me away.
Surely an x-ray would show 2 bones.
He's going to x-ray me.
How is he getting the skull?
The skull goes on top of mine.
Hey, Jackson just wears a big hat and people think he's the new Pharrell and they don't question it.
They're like, cool hat.
What do you do with your skin?
What?
What about your skin?
Well, because I got so many more skeletons, I need more skin.
Yeah, but where are you getting that skin?
From the people that I kill.
Now, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Also, look, Shut Up a Second is great, but did you know that here at Sans Pants Radio, we produce at least 6 other podcasts? Possibly you're looking for a show that, instead of frustrating you like Shut Up a Second probably does, helps you decide which video games to get and play because Jackson and his good friends reviewed them. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and look for Thumb Cramps, our video game review podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
But then it's dead flesh.
Yeah, you'll not if you're fast.
You'll get necrosis.
No, the doctor's good.
You can donate skin, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, I forgot the doctor's good.
The doctor knows what they're doing.
Tell you what, Jack.
Yeah.
I've completely forgotten. I can do that operation. It'll
fantastic.
Just cost you $10,000.
Imagine the cops, they're like, did you kill this man? And I, 8 foot tall. No. Are they going to think to x-ray me? No.
Problem. You're too big to wear normal clothes.
No.
Well, now Jackson, you've got to go shop at like a big and tall specialty
incorrect.
Store.
I stitched together clothes from the deceased.
Yeah. So. It's easy to do. It's like you haven't thought about it.
Shut up. As if you would enjoy that and as if you would find someone with a matching wardrobe. Fuck off. You got to shop at a big and tall specialty store and the money you'll lose buying all that extra fabric
won't make the murder worth it. Oh, I thought these were crimes of passion.
Yeah, it won't make the murder worth it.
It's true. I'll be like, yeah, man, I shouldn't have done this as I lumber out of the store. Man, I got so many more ribs. I'm so much longer. Gross. Anyway, look, we've come up with a lot of scenarios, you know. If we see on the news later on, Sandman's fan grafted human bones to theirs, we'll become implicated, and that's a worry.
That isn't any good. Please don't take our advice on anything ever, but it includes this.
Yeah. This is encompassed in the don't take anybody from Sandman's advice column. What was today's topic again?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I literally can't remember.
Yeah, me neither. It's gone. I didn't even write it down.
Are teeth part of your skeleton?
Yeah. No.
No. Because they can come off.
Yeah. Oh, but.
Excuse me?
No, hang on. No, Jacqueline. So, I think everything could come off.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yes, everything could come off.
But if you look at your skeleton, it's not one bone.
Yeah, it's all different
rags. And none of the bones are really touching.
Yeah, true.
So maybe teeth is skeleton.
Yeah. I think teeth, no.
That's an interesting, but then like, what about skin? Is skin skeleton?
No, it's not made of
by
bone.
By your definition, it is. Well, no. Neither are teeth.
Are they not made of bone?
They're made of enamel,
calcium.
Aren't they?
No.
Well, then they're not skeleton.
Yeah.
Sorry?
They're not made of,
yeah, I wouldn't
teeth made of skeleton?
Though. I wouldn't call teeth skeleton, because teeth fall out.
If they're
naturally. No, but bones don't fall out naturally.
They don't fall out naturally.
You know, like I lost my baby tibia.
It's not the bones that are doing the shoving out. It's everything around the bones that are like, nah, bye-bye.
Yeah.
You do lose bones, though.
I do?
Yeah, we all do. They slowly fuse as you age. And also, we don't, like, our skull comes together as well. When you're a baby, you have more bones. Yeah.
But none,
so
but
you
none
do lose bones.
You give teeth to a fairy. You don't give your bones to a fairy.
Because the bones are in you.
Fucking, hang on, wait. If the tooth fairy still visits you, quickly mute this podcast. Just for like 15 seconds. Jason, we don't actually give the teeth to our fairy, though.
Well, no, but, you know, we have a whole ritual around
it. That doesn't mean anything. Well, it's just arbitrarily, like, we've decided that there's a ritual for this.
What
one.
I mean is it's a thing that comes off naturally. It's part of growing.
Well, we celebrate a 21st birthday here, Jackson. Yeah. That doesn't actually mean anything, but, like, maybe our bones are more fused together now.
Yeah.
Is that not the same thing?
I just think teeth aren't skeleton. I think skeleton is skeleton. Teeth are teeth.
See, I'm arguing with both of you on different points and for completely different. See, with Cass, I'm arguing, but why not, by your definition, is skin skeleton?
Well, I'm saying that if teeth aren't made of bones, then it can't be skeleton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever is bones.
Actually, no, all skeletons have teeth.
Yeah, that's true.
Do they?
Yep.
Yeah. Teeth stick with the skeleton.
Yeah, but does that mean that they're still a skeleton?
Yeah.
Well, if your
skeleton holds a shield, is that skeleton?
No, because the skeleton made that.
Yeah. No, okay. I just realized. So, teeth aren't bones.
Yeah.
But teeth are skeleton.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, I think we've cracked it.
Well, I kind of, when I said skeleton, I guess I meant bones.
No, you didn't. That's different. Teeth and skeleton. No, don't do this to me.
All right, then let me ask this. Are teeth bone?
No, no, they're not. They're not made of bone.
Teeth aren't bone. They don't fit definition of bone, but they do fit definition of skeleton.
Yes.
And I would say shield skeleton holding, in a way, skeleton.
No, no.
See, here it is, Cass. You see there's room to wiggle.
You put boot on skeleton. That's skeleton.
No, it's not skeleton. Because it can't come off. Fuck, I've gone on your side.
What about Jackson? When skeleton happens, but the, you know how you don't always get a clean skeleton.
That's
sometimes
true.
There's flesh
sometimes
on
dirty.
Skeleton.
Yeah.
What about that? That skeleton?
No, that man.
But what's the difference then?
Well, it belonged to another guy, not the skeleton.
Well, so did shield and sword, maybe.
Well, in my mind, shield and sword made by skeleton.
What if not made?
Well, they're not skeleton.
If they're made by skeleton, then they're not skeleton.
So anything the skeleton makes is skeleton. What if the skeleton makes a car?
Is the skeleton driving the car?
No, he just made it.
That is not skeleton.
So, but if the skeleton, what if the skeleton makes the car and drives it on weekdays, but on weekends, it gets driven by someone else?
Here's my metric. If I see the skeleton with it and I say, whoa, look at a skeleton, then look at that skeleton or whatever, then it's skeleton. So if a skeleton drives at me in a car, I'm like, whoa, look at that skeleton, look at that skeleton and car.
All right.
No, Jackson, but if a person ran up to you with a car, you'd be like, oh, that's...
I would be like, look at that car.
See, Jackson, look, there's some logic to that. But Jackson, let me pose you another question. Skeleton drives at you in car. You're like, oh my God, skeleton. Yeah. All of it is skeleton.
Yeah.
The skeleton stops and gets out and then keeps running.
Car has stopped being skeleton.
So it's
now
like a
car.
Shell almost.
In a way,
Jackson,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, I see it like that.
No, you shouldn't.
What about horse, if it's riding a horse?
Then it's skeleton. Oh, that's skeleton on a horse.
What if the skeleton... All right, so two different scenarios.
Yeah.
Just skeleton riding horse. Maybe the skeleton got the horse somewhere.
Okay.
Is that all skeleton?
Yeah.
Yeah? What about...
So the horse doesn't get to be horse.
No, skeleton. Actually, yeah, no, skeleton on horse is skeleton on horse. Not all,
right.
all skeleton.
Now, skeleton on horse, horse is also a skeleton.
Oh, then all skeleton.
All skeleton, one or two?
Two. I go, look at those skeletons.
That's not how you address people coming at you.
I do have the skeletons.
But if I'm coming at you riding a horse about to kill you.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, Cass is coming to kill me.
If you're coming at me on a horse that has the skin of a human being, I'm like, well, I don't know what I say then. Ah, I guess. But it's you know, you made of the same stuff. It's stripped back.
All right. Two skeletons in a car driving.
Do they know I'm on the road?
Yeah, they're coming at you. All right. They stop. Skeleton, right?
Well...
Two skeletons in a car, maybe not a skeleton. One skeleton in a car is a skeleton.
Two skeletons in a car, I'm like, have I entered skeleton world? Because
everything else is normal. There's many, you're in a busy street with other people. Okay. This is all the skeleton that you're seeing.
Yes, okay, if there are other people with skin, I'm like, ah, skeletons!
So it's two skeletons in a car. And the car is skeleton.
Yeah.
All right.
Whose skeleton does the car belong to?
Skeleton driving.
All right. Car stops. Skeleton driver gets out. Skeleton passenger remains. What's the situation? Two skeletons, one skeleton, what? Is the car a skeleton?
Two skeletons and a skeleton car.
What?
Two skeletons and a skeleton car. All right. Car stops. Skeleton driver gets out. Human driver gets out.
Oh no, that guy's driving that skeleton car.
Oh my God.
So a skeleton driving any vehicle taints the vehicle.
Yes. Well, I assume the skeleton made it. And I don't know if that human.
The skeleton turns to you and says, I didn't make that car.
I bought this at Audi.
Skeleton. Okay, well then I'm confused.
So you assume.
Then!
But you assume skeleton. This is a theme.
Yeah.
If you see a skeleton with something, you assume it owns it.
Made it. Made it is really
yes.
important. So you see a skeleton holding an Xbox 360.
Skeleton Xbox 360. If I see
all right, Skeleton hands the Xbox over to a child and says, here's your Xbox back.
Then that was the child's Xbox 360.
But while the skeleton, all right, then the child's like, no, 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 you keep it. What's the scenario?
Then it's still the child's Xbox 360, but it's owned by the skeleton.
So it's not a skeleton Xbox. No. The child pushes it back and is like, no, 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 you can keep it. It's yours now.
He didn't make it.
Skeleton didn't make it.
No. But
all right, all right, all right. You're in Santa's workshop. Okay. You see the skeleton finish an Xbox, pick it up, give it to a child and say, this is your Christmas
skeleton
present.
Xbox.
Skeleton
so,
Xbox.
So every child could potentially be playing with a skeleton
absolutely,
Xbox.
Absolutely, 100%. But let's get back to the car scenario, because I think now that that skeleton and that guy know each other. Because he got in the car with a skeleton passenger.
Skeleton gets out. Skeleton passenger remains. Skeleton gets out. Man walks up. Skeleton gives keys and says, hello, valet. Please park my car.
Skeleton car. And I worry for the guy because maybe it's different to a regular car.
All right. Skeleton gets out, hands keys to man and says, I am the valet. Here's your car back.
Not skeleton car. All confused. Right. Why skeleton passenger?
Skeleton.
Get out of the car. Is the other skeleton alive?
Skeleton passenger is man's wife.
Okay. Then maybe I am in skeleton world and I need to sit down. I think that's basically the situation there. I think you've nutted out all of my different skeleton beliefs.
So you will believe a skeleton has made any product they are holding?
Yeah.
Even if it's
why would I believe otherwise?
Cass, what's your line here? I want to know what you think. So, all right. Skeleton drives a car towards you. What is happening?
Ah! That skeleton's coming right at me.
But with a car. Just a car?
It's a car.
All right. What if skeleton is driving just the skeleton of a car?
I'd be like, he's from Skeleton Realm and this is all they have.
No, no, no. Other people around. Everything else is normal.
I'd be like, this skeleton's coming at me in a skeleton car, but the whole thing isn't skeleton.
So the car is not a skeleton?
No!
No.
It is a skeleton car.
So a car can't have a skeleton?
What if it's a car?
No, the car is a skeleton of a car.
Okay.
It is a skeleton, though.
But it's not. I don't look at it and say, oh, one skeleton. Because that's what Jackson was doing. He would look at a skeleton with anything and say, one.
I understand what you're saying. So you're saying two skeletons are approaching you.
Two skeletons are approaching me.
What if the skeleton gets out of the skeleton car, pats it, and says, you are not sentient or alive. You are just a car that is magically able to still move, even though you were just the skeleton of a car. But maybe not, like, I don't know if you're a skeleton or whatever. And then the skeleton walks away. Is the car still a skeleton or is it just magic?
Skeleton.
So if you've got... What I'm asking is basically, can you strip enough of a car away and be like, that is the skeleton of a car?
Yes.
Okay.
You can.
What about if the car is made of bones? Like as though...
Oh, skeleton car.
Okay.
All right. So
but
that's
what about the skeleton driving the skeleton car? One skeleton, yes?
One? No. No. Two different skeletons. I don't assume that that skeleton made the car because
skeleton made the skeleton car.
Cass, let me give you a scenario.
Yes.
All right. Skeleton in a skeleton car drives towards you, stops. Valet walks up and says, can I take the keys? And the skeleton in the car says, oh no, this car is not sentient, but we are fused together. Is it one or two?
I would wait to see if the guy could get out of the car.
He can't. He's fused to the car. One or
one,
two? Yeah.
It is one being possessing two skeletons.
Much like when
Jackson killed the man and put his bones in him.
All right, another scenario.
Yep.
Two skeletons, driver and passenger, pull up.
Yes.
The valet comes up and asks for keys. Driver gets out, gives keys. Valet says, is the passenger not going to get out? And the driver skeleton says, no, no, no. I am not fused to the car, but that passenger is fused to the car, but that passenger does not control the skeleton car. How many skeletons?
There are three skeletons in the scenario.
Three skeletons? Yep. Even though they're fused.
That's one skeleton.
That's three. Okay, Adam, what do you you think happens in that same situation? How many skeletons?
I don't know.
It's
impartial to the skeleton debate.
I'm asking.
Also, hang on. In this most recent scenario,
yeah.
Is the car made out of bones or is it the skeleton of a car?
All right.
Because that changes things.
Both scenarios. It is made out of the metal and it is made out of bones. What's the difference?
In the situation of it being metal, I'm like three skeletons. In the situation of it being made of bones, I'm like magic car from Skeleton Realm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a skeleton. Made of skeleton. Not a skeleton. Not a skeleton.
Oh, yep. This is
made
interesting.
Of skeleton. That's a difference. So like it would be like skeleton. Okay, I think the differences are just the metal bare bones, car skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
Bone car, skeleton car.
All right. Question.
Yes.
Question. All right. Okay. The two skeletons pull up. Driver skeleton gets out, hands his keys to the valet. Valet asks the questions about the passenger. He says, "Oh no, they're fused together. The passenger can't get out." Passenger skeleton turns around and says, "On weekdays, this car is sentient, and we have two sentiences. On weekends, it is dumb, and I do not control it. And I never control it, sorry. It is dumb and has no sentience." How many skeletons?
Three.
Three skeletons.
One
still?
Skeleton.
Hang on. Wait. Is the car made of metal or bones?
It's made of bones.
Two.
Two skeletons?
Two skeletons.
One skeleton. Sorry.
Even on a weekday.
Even on a...
Yeah, see?
Okay. Okay, three skeletons, because I would assume that the sentience comes from skull bones in the car. Does the car have skull bones?
The car turns around and says, "No, I am a separate sentience. Some magic turned my metal shell into actual bones and then fused me with this passage."
No, then two skeletons.
Two skeletons?
Two skeletons.
One skeleton. May I? One skeleton. So you have a skeleton car made of bones,
mm-hmm.
with another skeleton fused to it, and another skeleton that can get out.
Yeah,
that's one skeleton unit that can fire off a whole skeleton.
This is interesting.
Oh, no.
That's what's happening here. You add a car. If the car is the primary skeleton. Mm-hmm. That can then jettison whole skeletons, but it remains one skeleton unit.
All right, let me hit you both with a fucking
question. I'm ready.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so a regular car with two skeletons in it pulls up.
So like my car?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Okay. All right.
The driver gets out. Valet walks up. "May I have your keys, sir?" "Here are the keys, of course."
Yeah.
"Is the passenger going to get out, sir?" "Oh, no, sorry. My friend's skeleton is fused to this... sometimes regular car."
Okay.
The valet is intrigued. "Sometimes regular," he says. The skeleton driver looks at him, gives him a wiry smile and says, "Have you ever seen Pirates of the Caribbean?" The valet says, "Of course, I loved Johnny Depp's two Pirates of the Caribbean movies," and gives a wink. They together know each other, don't like the other two, three or whatever.
The skeleton comes here often, I guess.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And the driver skeleton says, "Ah, yes, so in the moonlight, this car becomes a car skeleton, as I claim it, but other people might say otherwise," the skeleton says. And the valet says, "Bones or metal?" The skeleton driver says, "Why, of course, bones."
Okay, so in the moonlight, the regular car becomes bones.
Yeah. How many skeletons? Single skeleton unit still. Yeah,
one skeleton.
All right. So the valet says, "Actually, sir, I've been thinking, I think I recognized that car. And the other day, the Aztec gold was reunited. And now that car is alive." And the skeleton says, "But my friend is still fused to it."
Yeah.
"How many skeletons?"
Still one skeleton unit.
Still one skeleton unit,
yeah.
Even though the car is no longer
a skeleton. It belongs
and
is built by the skeletons.
All right. Then the valet says, "It's a lovely car." And the skeleton says, "You know what? You can keep it."
Well,
how many
still
skeletons?
Still skeleton car.
That skeleton driver's never going to see that
skeleton
car again.
Skeleton car with a new upgrade.
Still two.
Okay.
One skeleton plus.
With a
new addition. I feel like we've worked out a lot here today. I feel like we've explored some depths of each other that previously we never would have.
Okay.
We've hit a strange reservoir of comedy at the bottom of the pit. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Cass.
I've been Adam.
And if you...
And this was... Shut up a second, skeletons.
Skeletons, question mark?
I'd like to hear... what jot it down in the comments.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
When is a skeleton skeleton?
Tweet us in with your, like, your quick scenario of how, like... Tell us about driver status, fusion status, ownership of car, and whether the car is metal or bones.
Yeah.
And then a number of how many skeletons.
We would love to learn. Until then, farewell.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.